We've been talking today about what it means to be hurt. But sometimes you want to feel a little bit of that burn. Recently, I went down to Laredo, Texas with our senior producer, AC Valdez, and our producer, Marlon Bishop. And at AC's suggestion, we decided to check out some folks who are, well, gluttons for punishment and pain.
What can you tell me is the first tip to eating as many jalapenos as possible?
You cannot care.
When it comes to eating jalapenos, Louis Bruni is both a Zen master and a veteran.
And my dad was one of the founding fathers of Jalapeno Festival, and I grew up around this. I do it in honor of him.
Just take a look at the tattoos on his arm, and you can tell he takes this seriously.
Each one of these stems represents every year that I've participated, the two that I've won.
This year is Luis's 10th time scarfing down jalapenos at record speed, well over 100 in just 15 minutes. And he's a two-time champ looking for a third win. So what does it take to make a champ?
I think a lot of stomach, you know, just being able to walk off stage. I think it's just a question of having that stamina.
Patrick Harrington would know. He manages La Costeña, the brand of pickled jalapenos that sponsors Laredo's annual jalapeno eating contest.
I think the jalapeno is just a very representative aspect of Mexican cuisine, Mexican cultural heritage.
Yes, it's an emblem of Mexican heritage, but you gotta remember, one way or another, you're gonna feel the pain after 100 jalapenos. The top two contenders for this year's championship had pretty much the same advice. Just keep going.
What's your strategy? Do you have a strategy?
No. Just eat them.
Aniceto Mata, who goes by Nuno, is last year's champ. Depending on who you ask, he topped somewhere around 140 jalapenos last year. And don't think it's just guys who want to feel the burn.
Jackie Garcia.
Jackie Garcia?
Yes. I work at the U.S. consulate. Girls can take it to a whole other level. That's why I can eat like 1,000 chiles and it's not spicy at all.
As the time gets near, the rules are explained.
The rules are simple. All you have to do, you have to eat the entire jalapeno. You have to leave the stems behind. Those stems will be counted by the judges.
Oh, yeah. And one more thing.
If you feel sick, stop. You just might be the winner.
If the jalapenos come back up, well, you're disqualified. And they're off. Louis, behind a pair of shades and wearing a baseball cap, looks like one of those guys from a cable channel poker tournament. The crowd in front of us is cheering hard for Jackie nearly the whole time. You wonder how people keep their cool for nearly 15 minutes.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All right, everybody, put your jalapenos down now. Put your jalapenos down now. Go drink a lot of that cold beer. It'll help.
And as the dust settles, the judges count out stem by stem and...
And the winner tonight, Big Louis Bruni at 135.
It's Louis Bruni. But the jalapeno eating world's not without its share of drama. Louis, it turns out, has a controversial technique. He bites the jalapeno and squishes the seeds out of the top. Some of Nuno's supporters wanted to register their complaints. Here's his niece, Angelica.
He didn't even eat the whole jalapeno. He would eat it and spit out the seeds, which that was part of the rules that you had to eat the whole jalapeno.
After 3 wins, Louis told me he was finished, retiring from jalapeno eating. As you can probably imagine, it takes a toll on your system.
I reached my legacy and I'm happy. 135's great.
135 jalapenos. But I can't help but wonder, would I be up to the challenge? Can I take the pain? I guess you've got to tune in next year and find out. For Latino USA, I'm AC Valdez.